This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. All right, so I want everybody listening, and even Jeff and Camille, you're in on this too. Picture a five-star luxury hotel. So for me, I picture driving up through some lush greenery and these scenic views, maybe the ocean in the background, and I'm pulling up, and I know I'm going to get top-notch customer service. All right, now picture just driving down an old highway and you see a run-of-the-mill hotel on the roadside. You know you're not going to probably get that five-star rating because something's going to be missing. Actually, a lot of things are going to be missing. So what I want to do right now is I want you to rate your retirement plan, okay, as you would a resort. Would it get five stars? How many stars would it get? So I guess I'll throw this first question to you, Camille. If you guys are trying to see how retirement ready someone is, how do you help them make sure that they have that five-star rating?
Yeah, so five of the main parts, and actually this is exactly what encompasses our Monolith Money Map, is we want to make sure you have a reliable income plan. So make sure that you have enough income coming in to pay those everyday expenses, plus maybe a little bit more. A wealth management strategy. So what are the risk factors in your portfolio, and are there ways to help maybe protect or conserve them a little bit more, understanding truly what you need in retirement as far as a rate of return? A tax efficient strategy. You know, we talk a lot about making sure that we can help you pay less to the IRS, and we truly want to make sure you have more spendable in your pocket than what you are writing a check to the government for every year. A plan to address healthcare. You've probably heard about it. You've seen articles. We know healthcare costs are rising. So how do we make sure that a healthcare scare or costs don't disrupt your retirement? And then last but not least, an estate planning strategy, not only now, but also after you're gone. You kind of can call them stars if you want, but they're really those five key components of having a comprehensive or holistic retirement plan, understanding how they all work together.
Right. And those are all part of your Monolith Money Map that you and Jeff have worked so hard on creating for people to follow. Those exact components right there. So let's go to that first one, the reliable income plan. What would be that first step for starting that, Camille?
Well, the number one thing we want to make sure is that you do have kind of that foundation in your retirement plan. Some people say, think of it as a house. You need a steady, concrete foundation. So where is your income going to be coming from? How much of it is something you know you can outlive? So those are going to be things like Social Security. I do hold my National Social Security Advisor Certificate, which means that I've taken extensive training to learn not how to maximize, but how to optimize retirement, because it's really about how do you make sure you get the most out of Social Security that works the best for your retirement plan. So we're going to look at things like that. We're also going to look at, do you have a pension? Do you have a lump sum pension available? If you don't have a pension, do we need to potentially look at building your own self-directed pension in a retirement plan? You know, more and more we're seeing that even the retirement services for the government are saying we need to bring back pensions in some shape or form to our U.S. citizens, because Social Security isn't covering everything for our American Republic. And then we also need to say, okay, do you maybe have rental income? Mm-hmm. You know, are you taking dividends? Things like that. So it's really looking at where are all these sources of income coming from and how much of it is something you can count on and is not necessarily market driven, right? Because we mm-hmm. want to make sure that you can continue paying for those lifestyle living expenses, regardless of if the market is up or down, you know, that roller coaster ride. So it's all about making sure that you don't have to unretire or change your lifestyle because of an unforeseen or unplanned event.
Right, exactly. That guaranteed income is what you're looking at as far as the foundation goes. So we think we have a retirement plan, but we have, you know, it's a portfolio of investments. We think that's our retirement plan. But in your Monolith Money Map, Jeff, you develop that income plan and then you develop, you know, that investment plan. So explain the difference, because people think, oh, my portfolio, that's my plan.
Well, and a lot of people are still saving when they go into retirement. And we run across this a lot about people having way too much money at the end of retirement. and it's a great thing to happen, but, you know, it's part of, well, why not do some gifting in advance? Why not do more spending in advance? And one of the things that we've learned over many years, I've been in it over 30 years. I don't know, Camille, you're going on what, 12, 13 years in the business. And it's like, these people have to understand, you have go-go years, you have slow-go years, mm-hmm. and then you have no-go years. And you really need to front load your retirement saying, let's go do all the fun things we could do so that we can enjoy life now while we can enjoy life now, opposed to down the road, you're going to slow down. And then further down the road, you just aren't going to want to be getting up and going a lot of places. It just doesn't suit people, generally 75 and older. Mm-hmm. Now, we have some clients in their 90s that are still traveling around the world.
Wow.
So there's exceptions to every rule. But
right. Yeah.
What we're looking at is making sure that you enjoy your life while life is enjoyable. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's see how heavy we can front load your retirement, how much we can get you to do now while you can do it, and let's design the plan that fits you and your spouse to a T. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584. Let's start going in your retirement.
I love it. Yes. Check them out on their website, monolithfinancial.com. Great information there too. Find out when they're going to have any events and you can sign up for them also there. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group, father, daughter, legacy team. All right. So once we are in retirement, sometimes we tend to be a little more conservative with our assets because it's kind of scary. You're like, this is all I have. I'm in retirement and yeah, I got to be careful. So one thing I want to ask is, Camille, how do you guys handle people staying in the market while they're in retirement? Because they might be a little nervous about losing money.
So one of the biggest things I've seen is when people tend to have those feelings of wanting to be ultra conservative is typically something has happened maybe in their past where they lost a lot of money. So there's a fear attached to it. And a lot of people associate the market with a ton of risk when they don't understand there's different levels of risk. And one of the big key factors Jeff and myself, we look at is we say, hey, what we use as our standard of thumb is 100 minus your age is how risky you really should be in the market. And so it does change as you get older, but also you have to look at, you know, how much of your money is protected or guaranteed for your income. Because let's say that we run your scenario and you can cover all of your expenses throughout the years with inflation, with taxes taken into account, and you don't have to touch your other monies. Well, now you know you could be a little bit more risky if you need to, because it's not the have to have money in retirement, right? So it's all about understanding how much risk do you need to take? How much risk do you want to take? And putting those all together. And a lot of times that really does also come down to knowing what's the purpose of this money. Is this money designated to generate an income for you? Is it money that you're saying, hey, I want to just use this to go on trips? Is it money that you want to leave to a loved one someday? So Jeff and I spend a lot of time getting to know you and your goals and understanding what's the purpose of this money. because if you don't have a purpose around it, it starts to be really difficult to understand how does it need to be invested properly.
All right. So then it's pretty important to try to keep our money growing in retirement then.
Well, there's a lot of different, they call them risk factors. There are opportunity costs, time costs. So what we see in a lot of times people have to understand is you can have money at the bank, but if the bank isn't giving you a lot of interest on that to keep it there, and maybe they're even charging you a fee to have it there, what else could you be doing with it? Really understanding, we also need some money in the market to just help with those odd inflation years. We saw it here in 2023, and in 2024, it's starting to come back down, but we saw large inflation years. Now, that's not typical, but at the same time, having your money growing where you know, hey, if I need to pull a little extra out, that you're going to be okay and you're not going to over deplete those funds. So we run a lot of different scenarios for people and help them understand what is their need as far as the return, but then also these different Monte Carlo situations. So historical events that can help them understand exactly how risk factors can affect their overall retirement. So you do need to keep your money growing, but you need to have a plan, I think is really the big over-encompassing blanket, is you need to have a plan so you understand how does your plan react during certain times.
You know, when you plan a vacation, we all know how to research our flights and find the right hotel, you know, find the savings, you know, whatever we can do to get the most bang for our buck, right? Because this is our vacation. We want to have fun, but we also want to have enough money to still take with us and do some various things while we're there. So it's important to make sure you do the same thing in taking steps to preserve your retirement savings. So Jeff, you know, you and I have talked about this for years and years. Why do some people spend more time planning for that exciting vacation than their retirement?
Well, because a lot of people, your retirement is planning vacations. So that's part of it.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to plan a vacation. People sometimes find it very challenging to plan a retirement because they don't know all the components that really go into that. And they don't really look at all the components. And when you plan a vacation, you really don't plan on if the plane goes down, right? But in planning your retirement, we have to take a look at, you have a spouse and one of them becomes ill. So there's some negative things to planning retirement, but some of the greatest things about planning retirement is creating those memories. You know, going on vacations, going and see your kids and your grandchildren, all of that is part of planning your retirement. And we really love it that when we sit with our clients and we talk to them and ask them, you know, what is your retirement look like? Mm. And it's really challenging at times when you have a husband and wife sitting there and they're kind of going, well, he likes to fish. And
I don't.
And she doesn't, yeah. Right? But or they play pickleball together or, you know, they have all these crazy things that, again, it's important to them. And as financial planners, we really need to take a look at what's important in your financial plan and, you know, how do we take care of it for you? So we spend a lot more time, I'll just say, planning your retirement than you do planning a vacation. Mm-hmm. And one kind of side note here, you know, my wife has always generally done the planning of our vacation.
Oh, yeah.
But in the last couple of years, we've gone to a professional that plans our vacations for us. And I got to tell you, they are put together so well.
Wow.
And if there's a hitch in them at all, we have somebody we can call and say, hey, help us out on this. And we get help immediately. And I sit there and I look at that and go, why would somebody out there that's listening right now not want a financial expert mm-hmm. to help plan their retirement? You know, somebody that can go ahead and take a look at the 5-star hotels, the 4-star hotels, the best plane routes, mm-hmm. the best train routes, you know, the best driving routes. That's what a professional financial planner does, is we go out and look for the best of the best and put it in your plan.
I love that story. Great similarities there in having a travel agent putting together a trip and also having a financial retirement planner advisor. And that's what you and Camille do.
It just makes so much sense when you actually try doing it both ways. You know, do it yourself and then actually have an expert do it for you. And it's like, wow, you got everything clicking.
Sure. Because the travel agents know what works, what doesn't. And then, you know, you guys as a retirement planner, or planners, you guys know what you can do and options that you can look at. We're all retiring for the very first time. You guys do this literally for a living.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I love that. That is so true. So, yeah, we've got to have that retirement plan. We always talk about that. Jeff and Camille, you guys put together that Monolith Money Map. That is the retirement plan that holds the five components we've been talking about, the five stars to your retirement plan. One of the areas I want to talk about of the five components in your plan is taxes. I want to bring that up again. That's where we can really put together a strategy to protect our savings again. So talk about that, Camille, how you guys approach retirement planning with the goal that your clients are going to be able to spend more of their retirement dollars the way they want to, pay less to the IRS, like we're saying.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things we do is we ask for copies of your tax returns, because that is going to give us an insight to how much we can optimize your tax plan. Maybe some areas that you weren't looking at where we can adjust or shift some dollars to be more tax efficient. We've got some great programs out there that can tell me, you know, hey, if we do this optimization of some Roth conversions for you, here's the total and lifetime savings. I mean, it's incredible, some of the numbers that I see. I had a longtime client come in just the other day, and we actually got their CPA on a conference call because they are extremely charitably inclined and they're constantly giving to their church on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the CPA was like, you give so much. And he goes, and I don't want to tell you not to give, but like, how do we maximize your tax offerings? And so they have two guaranteed sources of income coming and they don't need that money at all, but they're taking it. And so we decided, hey, instead of you paying with after-tax dollars and giving to your church every month, why don't we just reroute the guaranteed income that you're getting from these two products and go ahead and just send that to the church? And now, instead of you getting $900 after taxes, the church is giving $1,100 a month, and it's now coming off of your taxes because you're doing what's called a qualified charitable donation. And it's a great way to give IRA money and not be taxed on it. So they get to continue to do exactly what they feel in their hearts they want to do, but they actually get to give more money.
Wow.
And they get to save more.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible. But we have to get to know you to understand that's something that's important, and we need to look at that in your plan. So it's just incredible some of the strategies we have that we can talk to you to make sure, you know, let's optimize your plan to pay less to the IRS.
Right. So there you go right there. So, you know, an example, just one, in how Jeff and Camille can help guide you with your assets in retirement and figure out the best strategies for you. When you meet with them, they're going to look at your entire picture, okay, your income picture, everything else involved. Jeff and Camille would love to guide you. I'm going to give you the phone number again, 916-884-2584. Get that personalized retirement income strategy. They have a checklist for you. You know, you're going to talk about the retirement planning and just ways to spend your money freely. And they are good listeners. They want to hear your goals in retirement and they would love to guide you. 916-884-2584. And we thank you for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group right here in Sacramento. So one other thing that we mentioned, a component of a holistic retirement plan or a five-star retirement plan would be healthcare strategies. So talk about that. Are retirees aware of the steep costs and how can they prepare for those?
I think this is another one where it's kind of, oh, we'll figure it out when we get to it. I have so many stories surrounding just healthcare, but one of the biggest things is understanding what they call the Medicare maze. And I always say, like, I hope it's okay if I take us out of this maze and we can draw a more direct line to what you need as far as healthcare. So when we look at everything, we're going to talk about your Medicare. In California, we're actually a birthday state. So you can actually change your supplement plan 1 month prior all the way to 1 month after your birthday. So you don't have to wait for open enrollment. It's a fun little trick. And I've helped families save, you know, a couple $100 each during the year just by taking advantage of that. One of the other biggest things is long-term care. 70% of people 65 and older are going to need some sort of long-term care. Well, we don't want to leave the other surviving spouse with nothing. So we need to look at how do we get long-term care. And depending on what your health is, there's a few different options, some of which don't even require you getting medical records or going through any type of health screening or anything. I've helped people with cancer get long-term care plans. And it's all about just understanding what you need and how's the best way to go about doing that in your personalized Monolith Money Map.
Okay. And then real quick, before we have to take a break, Jeff, I want to get into the last point on the five-star plan, and that's legacy planning. Talk about that, please, how that fits into your plan.
Well, and that's one of the most important plans is what happens once you're gone. But what we're finding more and more is what happens when you're here. I just recently was talking with one of our clients, and she's in her 90s, and she still has a lot of money left over. And she's like, but how can I get it to my kids? And I said, well, you have over a $13 million lifetime gift. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, you currently have a lifetime gift of over $13 million. She said, I thought I could only give like $18,000 or something and it not be taxable. And I said, no. And so she's given each one of her three kids $50,000. Right now, because wow, they could use it, and
yeah,
she gets to watch them enjoy it.
Aww.
We have so many clients that think they're limited to how much they can give to their family now. And that's one of the big legacy plannings that we believe in is let's start while you're alive and not wait until you're dead. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help plan your plan and to give you a ton of ideas on things that you can do now before you're gone. Give us a call now before you're gone at 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.